Good morning, everybody, and happy Easter. Thought, aha, I'm going to go to the store to buy nothing. So he went over to the store, and he was shopping, 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 shopping. But there was so much stuff. There were new iPhones and new basketball shoes and new books and lots of groceries and food. There were so many somethings that Earl couldn't find nothing. What am I going to do? Where do I find nothing? I want to give my friend something that he doesn't have, and I can't find nothing. So Earl went back, and what do kitty cats do a lot of?
Nap.
So Earl went back, and he got back on his pillow, and he sat very still. Nothing! He found nothing when he was very, very still. So he thought, this is so great. I found it. I found nothing. Let me get a box. Let me get a box. Okay, here's a box. Let me put all of this nothing that I found on my pillow in the box. Oh, I don't know. Is that a big enough box for my best friend? No, that's kind of a little box. Let me see. I think I need a bigger box of nothing. Let me see. Oh, good. Here's a big box of nothing. Look at that. Oh, this is perfect. I'm so excited. I'm going to go see my friend Earl and give him this big box of nothing. Hi, Earl. I have a present for you. I'm so excited. Here, I love you so much. I wanted to get you a present. Can you open it? It's nothing. It's nothing except you and me together. Will you come sit with me? Something, don't we? Tell me some of the things that you like to do with people who you love. What do you like to do? It feels so good to just sit and read a book, doesn't it? Nice and peaceful. So one way that we can find nothing, here's some beautiful shells. I'm going to let you all, everybody take a beautiful shell. You can keep it. These were collected down at Craigville Beach. Teddy, you walked around so people can eat. Okay. So, who has ever seen a clam shell or a scallop shell that is still connected? Can you see that?
Yeah.
Have you all ever seen this? A shell that has the two parts connected? Can everybody get a shell? Okay, there you go. You got nothing. That's awesome. Here we go. Okay. Yeah, there's God. So here we have this clamshell. Can everybody see how the two pieces are still attached? Do you see anything inside?
No.
No, that's right. So all over nature, God gives us little reminders about how much God loves us and wants to spend time with us. And so inside this empty clamshell, it reminds us of the emptiness of the tomb where there is nothing, which is actually a huge bunch of something because it's Jesus wanting to be friends with you. And the only way that we can be friends with Jesus is by being quiet in our hearts. So we're going to, everybody, I want you to look down at your shell. Everybody got a shell? Can you see? There's really nothing there. It's been emptied out by the ocean. So whenever you are feeling a little sad or a little lonely, or you just need to find a little peace because you're angry, you can look at your shell. And even though there's nothing there, you can remember how much fun Earl and Mooch had together when they had each other. So you can see in your empty shell that God wants to be your friend just as much as Earl and Mooch were friends. So on this Easter, we have a very funny gift. We have the gift of nothing. And if you ever want to remember that story, your parents can get that book out of the library for you, okay? Thank you all so much. You can go back to your seats. Yes, you may keep your shells.
Nice box.
Thanks.
Yep.
Make friends with somebody, do a whole bunch of different things in our work. We try to have a lot of somethings in our life, when it is actually only when we empty ourselves and we can touch that nothingness, that place of great stillness and silence in our lives, that we can truly meet our risen Lord, Jesus Christ. When we touch the ground of our being in our quietness, and when we can teach our children to find that sense of stillness that is deep inside of themselves, we give them the most profound gift of nothing that we could ever give them. So on this Easter morning, I hope that each and every one of you will find some time for nothing today. Sometimes we find nothingness when we watch birds come to our feeders, or when we're simply outside and feel this beautiful, fresh spring air against our skin, or in the joy of spending time with family. It's so beautiful to see so many families here this morning. But it's only when we let go of everything that we think that we are and let ourselves enjoy nothing that we can receive the pure hope and joy of our risen Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Let us now stand and profess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.